quote, "In this way, by entering into the suchness of the selflessness of persons and phenomena, you are free from concepts and analysis, because there is nothing to be thoroughly examined and observed. You are free from expression, and with single-pointed mental engagement, you automatically enter into meditation without exertion. Thus, you very clearly meditate on suchness and abide in it. While abiding in that meditation, the continuity of the mind should not be distracted. When the mind is distracted, such distraction should be noted. Quickly pacify the distraction by meditating on the repulsive aspect of such objects, and swiftly replace the mind on suchness. If the mind appears to be disinclined to do that, reflecting on the advantages of single-pointed concentration, meditate with delight. The disinclination should be pacified by also seeing the defects of distraction. If the function of the mind becomes unclear and starts sinking, then quickly attempt to overcome such dullness by focusing the mind on supremely delightful things. Then the object suchness should be held in very tight focus. At times, when the mind is observed to be excited, then pacify the distraction by reflecting on such things as impermanence. Then again endeavor to engage the mind on suchness without applying counterforces." End of quote.